Blaine, Washington is a small town along the border with Canada. And thanks to Amazon and other mail order companies, Blaine is one of several small border towns that's turning into a P.O. box for Canadians. Sweetgrass, Montana, Champlain, New York, and Blaine are home to a remarkable jump in the number of mailbox stores catering to Canada's online shoppers. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network explains the e-commerce shipping game that Canadians play.
It feels like Christmas all day long in Blaine, Washington, where Interstate 5 meets the Canadian border. There are parcels to open, pretty things to unwrap.
These are the first ever women's LeBron James shoes. It's my daughter's birthday tomorrow.
G.V. Hare patronizes Hagen's of Blaine, one of 15 private mailbox or parcel receiving stores in this small border town. Hare is from British Columbia. Like the vast majority of other customers at the parcel stores that dot the downtown, for him, it's cross the border or no collector Nikes.
These shoes are only available in the U.S., so you need to have an American address for the company to ship to. So from Canada right across the border, so we just make our way over and get the parcel and go back.
Wider online product selection is among the most common of many reasons Canadians give for paying for a mailing address across the border. Another is to avoid the expense of international shipping. I met Ryan Matthews of Surrey, British Columbia, as he was unpacking two custom skateboards.
Another beautiful board.
Yeah. Most online vendors ship for free within the continental United States. Yeah. Blaine is very much part of that. Okay. And it saves us brokerage charges. That's the reason.
Among the products that may cost more when ordered from Canada are electronics, collectibles, and some clothing. The visiting parcel picker-uppers have to declare their goods at the border on the way home and often pay customs duty then. Canadian Sharon Bentley has lots of experience doing this.
I was crossing the border trying to figure out where my parcels at, and it was quite complicated because I had to rush after work and they closed at 6 o'clock and I'm trying to rush over border lined up and all that stuff.
In self-defense and sensing opportunity, Bentley and her brother started a business in Blaine called Parcel 24/7. It has aisles of self-service lockers. Over the past 5 years, the business has grown from one location to four, stretching all the way to Niagara Falls, New York.
So, like, some people drive 2 hours to us. Yeah. And then they make a range, like a weekend trip, and then when they come down, and then they do the gas and the Costco and all that stuff, right, in one shot. Yeah.
When Wall Street traders play this game with currencies and commodities, it's called arbitrage. On the U.S.-Canada border, it's a windfall for city governments. In Washington state, sales tax is calculated at the point of delivery. Therefore, Blaine got about $120,000 last year from its share of the sales tax on online purchases, paid mostly by Canadians. City manager Michael Jones says there can be too much of a good thing.
Having a lot of these package delivery stores, the mailbox stores, is a great thing. They're bringing in money for our bottom line.
That said, the Blaine City Council this summer voted 7-0 to exclude new parcel pickup businesses from downtown.
In order to make sure that we don't become a downtown that's just full of mailbox stores, now there, we can still have more in other locations, and the ones that are already here can continue to operate.
Jones says city leaders are mindful their good fortune could change due to factors outside of their control, something private mailbox store owners told me as well. They keep an eye on the exchange rate. Then there's trade tensions. International shipping could get cheaper or border crossing more difficult, and e-commerce giant Amazon is building more warehouses inside Canada. All that could make a future trip for a pair of LeBron James sneakers less attractive. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi reporting from Blaine, Washington.